In age group swimming, that's how every race started. Take your mark. You forget about the essay due tomorrow, or the joke that you heard yesterday, whatever you were thinking about. Right now, I need to do a good dive, make sure I break the surface right, count my strokes. All it really meant was that right now, it's time to race. I'm Isaac Mercado, a junior in college, but for the next few minutes, I'm going down memory lane to my last high school swim season. My high school was Christian Brothers Academy in Lincroft, New Jersey. In 2017, my third year at CBA, the swim team had already won 7 straight state championships. We were undefeated in our division. We were a great team. But that year, we were not the state champions. St. Augustine High School beat us 89-81.
We had gone into a mindset where that state championship was going to be handed to us, like a reward for no work.
That's Peter Warshaw. He was a fellow senior on the team, and he was one of our guys for short distance freestyle and butterfly.
And I think that finally showed when we made it to state championships and we lost.
So how did you feel right after that meet?
Right after, I mean, I was like really, really disappointed. I was like, I feel like it really hit me on the bus ride, because I was like, you know, like we would have gone to like Buffalo Wild Wings. We would have gone to like play something like that. We just drove back.
We felt like there was going to be some type of CBA magic and we were going to put it together. And so when that didn't happen, I just felt immediately for the seniors, because I know they had poured their heart and soul into it. I know how devastated they were going to be.
That's Vito Sharavalotti, or just Coach Vito. He was my coach for all 4 years of CBA swimming.
I was nervous they were going to blame themselves or that others were going to blame them for the end of the streak prior to that, winning 7 straight state titles, and then them being the quote-unquote class that didn't win it.
Our slogan for senior year was the two words, mission driven.
That two-word slogan just encapsulated everything that I wanted to achieve. Getting the state championship back for the people who couldn't, the seniors who graduated the year before, I feel like it all just connected.
Peter was also working hard for what came after high school swimming. Athletics was a big factor in the colleges he was looking at.
The word mission had just become a real big word in my life at that point. And I started seeing it a lot more often in our literature and in the things that we were doing as a school. And so I just got almost obsessed with this idea that we're on a mission. And that mission is beyond winning a swim meet. That mission is really about becoming our best selves. And in the process, we're probably going to win swim meets.
My mission was also more than just the state championship. I swam for 2 teams at that time. My high school team, CBA, my club team, Red Bank YMCA. In the summer between junior and senior year, I came close to qualifying for the YMCA National Championship. But I missed by a 10th of a second. I was turning 18. There wasn't another year to try and make it there. This senior year, I would practice harder than I ever had before. In the mornings, around 8 a.m., we did lifting. CBA has its own fitness center. It wasn't big, but it was dense. It had Olympic power racks, dumbbells, barbells, cardio machines, strength machines, and boxes for jumps and step-ups. It was also next to the gym, the basketball kind, so if we wanted to do exercises with more movement like bear crawls, farmer carries, or suicides, we could do it too. The suicides are a particular memory of mine. when we'd sprint back and forth across the gym, with Coach Vito calling out each set in the name of one of our shortcomings from the previous year. For that 50-yard freestyle where we lost by hundredths of a second. For the races where our highest place was fourth. For the final relay with the seniors, who watched as their best efforts weren't enough. The water wasn't easier. I competed for two teams, but I practiced with Red Bank. After missing nationals last summer, I was put into a new group in the team called Senior 1B, which shared its practices with our national team. We had 2-hour practices, 6 days a week. The total distance we swam at each practice came to a minimum of 3,000 yards, with the longest I remember being 7,000. For a 25-yard pool, that's 280 laps. We did drills, sprints, endurance, then back to sprints, then more endurance, then both in the same set. Fridays were a special day called circuits, where we rotated across different lanes in groups of 8. Each lane was divided into 2 groups of 4, with one doing something in the water and the other doing something on land.
And all along, you have to keep yourself motivated, and it's not a lot of scenery, right? You're staring at the bottom of a pool. You're swimming endlessly back and forth. At times it feels like you're swimming for no reason because there's no big meets coming up. And so you're just practicing and practicing and practicing.
I started practicing with my club team in September. For 3 months, the cycle of training continued until, on November 28, 2017, our season officially began.
The bus rides, you didn't really know it when we were freshmen, but they were a place of sanctuary almost, where you could reflect, think to yourself before you kind of like closed it all down and, you know, put your warrior face on for the meet, if that makes sense. It was kind of like the place where you just like, you visualized what you were going to race, visualize what was going to happen, and visualize how you were going to feel. I really didn't realize that until pretty much our sophomore year. But freshman year was kind of just like, oh, cool, free bagels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bagels.
Bagels are so good. The fruit snacks, too.
Oh,
yeah. So it was always a place where, depending on how long it was, if it was a 10-minute bus ride or a 40-minute bus ride, It was a place where the team really bonded.
We had 13 dual meets that season, but not all of them were tense and exciting. A lot of teams we went against wouldn't test us, but 5 stood out among them. Our first big hurdle was Petty, on December 2nd, our second meet of the season. In the years past, we were about even with wins and losses against this team, but this year we lost. 80-90. Our next big competition was on December 21st against LaSalle College High School in Pennsylvania. As a fellow LaSallian school and the top competitor in their state, it was like a mirror match, but we won, 90-80. The next was Westfield High School on January 11th. Westfield had won the most state championships in New Jersey history, and they beat us in my sophomore and junior years. This year, we beat them, 87-83. On January 18th, we faced a special team, Bridgewater Raritan High School.
That year, Bridgewater was the best team. And I remember we didn't initially have Bridgewater on the schedule going into the season, but they were number one in the state. And so if they just would have stayed status quo and never swam us, they would have finished the year number one in the state, no problem. But they took the challenge. I give them a lot of credit. They annihilated us from what I remember.
71-99.
Yeah, they were much better than us that year. Yeah.
These meets were exciting, but none of those teams swam in our division. When the state championship bracket started up, we had to focus on winning the semifinal against Seton Hall Prep.
Seton Hall Prep always has a very solid team. year after year, they're well coached. They could never, I don't think they ever beat us once. I think in the 30 year history of CBA, I don't think they ever beat us. But they always swam us tough, really tough, down to the wire tough. And that's always a tricky meet, that semifinal, because it doesn't have the same intensity in terms of the buildup, because it's not the final. The final is the final, right? Everybody kind of looks forward to that. And when you're in the final for 12 straight years, you expect to be there. And so it becomes very easy to overlook the semifinal because it's not as loud. It's during the week. It's not like a Saturday, right? It's like usually like a Monday.
By the numbers, this was the tougher meet. But we won with a score of 96.5 to 73.5. There was only one meet left in my high school career. By the numbers, we were already champions. But that way of thinking didn't suit us. It didn't suit me. We always have a pasta party before the championship, and this time, I stole the show.
You've created a memory that will last the rest of my life, Isaac. You had a moment. It would go down in the Pasta Party Hall of Fame. We're down there giving our pregame speech, and I'm trying to get the troops rallied for the next day and go over all the things that we need to do. James Christopher spoke that night, right? He was assisting us that year. And so a former swimmer who had graduated a few years prior was helping out that year. He came down and talked about how important that championship ring was and the story that goes into that championship ring. And he wore his ring and he gave this impassioned speech and everybody's getting fired up. And at the end, it was somebody just, you know, said, does anybody else have anything? It might have been me just, hey, seniors, anybody else have anything that they want to add? And quiet Isaac, who says nothing, right, comes out of nowhere and said, guys, our slogan all year has been mission driven. And after tomorrow, it'll be mission accomplished. The roar that went out. Everybody was so fired up.
Mission accomplished. My coolest high school moment. On the bus ride there, Coach Vito told us, look at the guys around you and remember this moment. You won't get to have this ever again.
That was before the state final. And what I wanted to capture in that moment, the moment I tried to capture there for you guys, and this is coming, this was really as I thought about it from a former athlete's perspective, as somebody who did, you know, who pursued athletics his whole life and wanted to be a baseball player and went to college and played at that level and wanted to go beyond. You just always think, you think that you're always going to have another great moment or another chance for a great moment. And that's not untrue. Even if you were a freshman or a sophomore and you thought, oh, well, if we don't win this year, I have next year. No, next year is a different team. This is your only chance with this team. This is the only chance that this team will be together ever, 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 ever. Don't forget that.
Bergen Catholic didn't stand a chance. On February 25th, 2018, we won the state championship 107.5 to 62.5. This time, we did blast music. This time, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings. And when we got back on Newman Springs Road, I heard Piano Man live on a CBA coach bus for the last time. My senior year of CBA swimming was complete.